Hello, human, and welcome to this session. Keep standing. Relax your shoulders. Follow my voice and take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Close your eyes and now breathe with your nose. Slowly. Deeply. Focus on the airflow passing through your nostrils. Breathe. Now raise your arms above your head and move them slowly. Feel the air passing between your fingers. Breathe. Breathe. Relax.
You are not the inhabitant of the earth, but the inhabitant of the atmosphere, a cosmic fluid in which everything communicates. Everything touches and expands. Immersion is not a simple determination in space. It's an active mutual penetration. A coincidence that starts under your skin. Being in the world means making the world, and each activity is an act of design in its living flesh.
Breathe. Your feet are well set on the ground, rooted in the ground, in this very planet. Breathe. Feel the breath at the bottom of your nostrils. Breathe. Breathe. Now stretch your arms and your entire body. Open your eyes. Hold your breath. And relax. Choose a tree. If there's no tree around you, imagine it. You walk with a tree. You touch its skin with the palm of your hand. Close your eyes. You are walking with a tree. Touch its skin with your fingers, with the tip of your fingers.
You are in Marblehead at the foot of Mount Euudia, where the adverse winds are so violent. Marblehead City, divine, unlimited, almost eternal. A perpendicular street in Marblehead. Take it. Look to the left. There's a three-story sandstone building. Red. The heater is rarely cold or cut off. So you come to think of this place as a pretty good hibernation den. You'll see. On your right, there's a cabinet. the essential salts of animals can be prepared and preserved in such a way that an ingenious human can own an entire Noah's Ark and make the beautiful forms of an animal emerge from its ashes at will. In front of you, some buildings, but partially present, their life and their spirit are elsewhere.
Bring your attention back to your fingers, the ones exploring the skin of the tree. Focus on the tree skin texture. On the tip of your fingers, you were walking with the tree, eyes closed. Think of the tree, of its extremely sensitive skin. Stop for a moment and engage in visible contact underground by roots. Raise your hand, palm facing up. Good. Now sit on the ground as you were trying to become seed.
an inverted sunrise. The icy breath of the night. Your eyes are still closed, and the play of your facial muscles is no longer familiar to you. Brief shimmers, unprecedented chaotic visions, and a weird new feeling that someone is trying to grab your thoughts. Don't worry, and walk on tiptoe. You would like your steps to take another direction. Then do it.
Get away from the tree now. Look at your hand. The one that was touching the tree. What do you see? Say it out loud. With the same hand, go and pick branches, stones, mosses, pieces of plastic, everything that catches your attention. Stash it in another place, an ideal place. See you in 5 minutes, yes?
Thank you.
Look at your stash. Slalom around its element in your head. Arrange them. Take care of objects like bodies. Take a picture of your stash. Good. Now, let's take 20 gigantic steps in the direction that suits you. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Spin around. With the sun in your arms. Very well. Sit on the floor, in lotus pose, or just cross-legged. Rest your hand on your knees with the palm facing up. Soften your face and bring your gaze to your third eye, the space between your eyebrows. Breathe.
You are now walking through endless corridors. In front of you, there's a solid, heavy, studded wooden door, the kind of which ghosts escape from, like tiny blocks of sponge. Do you think it's a cell? Open the door. You find out that it is not. But this is no ordinary room either. Perhaps because of the shadows on the detached windows, the resonant body of flies. Or is it the painting at the back of the room, among the fishermen in the early morning, their eyes still filled with stars, burning out with languor while dreaming of being catfish? You are now swimming in the warm and shiny Pacifico waters, and you imagine all the fish around you. Bonitos, bluefin jacks, mahi-mahis, yellowfins, swordfish, marlins, diodons, sharks, manta rays, barracudas. You have the impression of having entered without knocking into the house of the man from Atlantis, who then comes to greet you, undulating, a siren with webbed hands, a belt of manufactured explosive shells on his hips, especially tailored for him. His gaze tells you a lot about his loneliness. A creature entangled between two worlds, who wisely tries to channel his aggressiveness by indulging in macrame. You swim side stroke, and you let yourself slip away in a face-à-face with the fishman. A moment of grace during which, parallel to the shore, you let yourself be told about the salty adventures of the hero of the seas. Lying on your side, you project one of your arms forward, while the other pushes backwards, and thus you propel yourself with charm and beauty into the blue immensity. Thank you.
Breathe with your nose. Relax. Breathe. 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 Open your eyes. Raise your hands. What do you see between your fingers? Say it out loud. Very well. Take a deep breath. Your world is huge. Now bring your attention back to your body. Move your head slowly. Stretch your legs. And stand up slowly. Move your shoulders. Bring two fingers in the middle of your eyebrows and close your eyes. Breathe. Imagine a movement to embrace your fears, anxieties, desires, a movement good for your body, good for your mind. Perform this movement. Again. Now do it backwards. Again. It will be your movement. You will learn from it, modify it, enhance it, embody it. Good. This is the end of the session. You can now remove your headphones and eventually take a moment for you. See you.